You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
I am JD from How It Stacks, and I'm here to give you a little bit of foresight into our show.
This is correct.
Professor Willis and I and the Bulldog tend to get a little carried away and excited about our topics, and we can use a little language that might not be suitable for work. So this is a forewarning for all you listeners out there in magical internet land that we do use language like
F
and B
and C
and D.
And what's left?
I don't know, but we use variations of all of those.
Okay.
So for those out there with sensitive ears and listening land, this is a forewarning. We use language on the show.
Bitches. Welcome to another episode of How It Stacks. My name's Willis.
I'm JD.
I'm Bulldog.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
I'm doing well. Good. I forget actually how this thing goes, actually, to be honest. But I'm doing well.
That was pretty close, actually, until you said something.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Fuck. We at least it wasn't like...
it was kind of an awkward silence there for a second, so I felt it was appropriate to just say, how's it going?
I'm glad that you're back on the mic. Not that Scotty wasn't fun. It was just like, it took us, you know, a good like six tries to intro the show until finally it was just like, fuck it. We're recording.
The words Native American pop culture spirit guide are very hard to say in a sitting. I'm actually surprised at how well that went.
Inside of the How It Stacks intro. Hi, I'm JD. I'm the professor. And I'm the Native American pop culture spirit guide on the Mobcast Network. Blah, 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 blah. You ruined it. You know, like you fucking ruined it, Scotty.
We were on a roll.
We were on a roll.
Took over.
Scotty, I sincerely appreciate you covering for me while I was out sick.
He's a big fan of your bitches.
Of my bitches?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What bitches in particular?
The one where we're like, hey, we're going to use language. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Bitches.
He couldn't let go of it. He kept saying it.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's a clip, which we explained
to him. Is that the first time he's heard it?
No, okay. He's just that big of a fan.
He just wants to say it over and over again.
All right. Well, and Scotty, in your honor, bitches.
That was well earned.
I'm marking that so I don't delete that extra space.
Why?
No, so I don't delete it.
The program will automatically delete it. I was about to say, because man, the space is what makes it work.
I know, I want to mark it so it doesn't get deleted.
Yeah. So you are incredible. Like, tell us what you've got going on.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Because I feel like I'm months away, but I feel like you're only one click away.
I don't think we've been in the same room since Pensacon. I've been slammed with the band. The most recent big thing that's already happened is last week we filmed the pilot for a TV show that is being pitched to APT and PBS. It's Live from Avalon, hosted by Cat Certain, which is a radio program around here in our area. Well, he's trying to make the jump to making it a TV show. And he tapped Pawpaw's Medicine Cabinet to play for to set up the first episode, get the promotional shots, basically get everything that they need to go and pitch this to the network. And if the network picks it up, then they may use our episode as the first episode, or they may bring in some big band.
Yeah.
Who knows? But, you know, regardless, it's, you know, it's just having the opportunity to have the option.
Trust me, I know.
Worst case, you got some pretty sweet photos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no. And awesome video. Yeah. And the recording of it is pretty stellar, too.
So are you going to release a live?
That's the thing is that, you know, if we don't do the TV show, then we may very well be able to release a live DVD.
That'd be good.
Or a live album.
I tell you.
Because the audio on it, the guy who is producing the audio recording of this is the same guy who's producing our record.
Yeah.
It's Rick Hirsch.
We've talked about him before.
Anyway, he's doing the audio on that. And even with like no mix down, like they were just playing it back over the speakers on set breaks, it sounded fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that. It was really cool getting to do that. We got booked on the South Sounds Music Festival. We'll be playing that. It's sort of like a South by Southwest in Mobile.
Oh, nice.
Where all the bars downtown bring in regional bands. And, you know, you're not going to see any like huge names.
Yeah, but
some really cool regional bands. And we got booked on that. And actually, I think we may be getting moved to a different time spot, a different possibly headlining spot for one of the bars. I'm not confirmed on
that.
Dude,
that's awesome.
But yeah, no, other than that, now that we're done with the TV thing, we're going back into the studio. We're almost done with pre-production, like getting the basic tracks down. Yeah. And, you know, then we can kind of go in and start laying down, you know, all the fancy guitar stuff and pianos and violins and, yeah. you know, and all the crazy vocal harmonies. And it's going to be a great record.
Dude, I'm excited.
I'm super, super excited about the record. It's going to be really, really good. And when it's getting ready to come out, you can tune in right here on How It Stacks, and I will do my very best to play you some early tracks before it's released.
I think once your shit goes live, we should make that our first official music episode.
Like nobody has childhood experience with my band.
Like, you know, special thing to you. Like, we'll pick, an album that we all loved as kids or something. We'll like, I'm like, No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom. Mm. Just throwing it out there. Mm. But, and then during the
there's a bunch of other big albums like that you could do. You could do Sublime self-titled.
Yeah, that was a good one.
311 self-titled.
Yeah, that was a good one. Gin Blossom's New Miserable Experience. Yeah.
Oh.
We could just go Dookie.
Dookie. I'd be interested. I haven't listened to it in its entirety.
Really? Like ever?
Well, not since like then, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like since like the only thing I remember, Basket Case, when I come around.
Like people don't listen to full albums anymore, man. Because of that, there's not a lot of great full albums out there.
I will attest to that. I bought, what did I get recently? It's like Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Like I got the first one with the Man in the Box.
Yeah.
And like, it starts off.
Jar of Flies? Maybe.
Ooh, no, it's in the car.
No.
Anyway, but like track one is good. And then track two is Man in the Box. And you're like, fucking right. This album's going to kill it. And then the very next song, you're like,
I'm kind of done.
I don't know if I'd follow that song with this one. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they use the same, they rhyme, like, let's just say follow with like hollow. And but they do it like in four or five different variants of that word. So by the time you're like, oh, we get it. Okay. You guys can rhyme the same word like 10 times. It's fine. Move on.
Man, it's Layne Staley did so much heroin. It's hard to picture him having that big of a vocabulary.
Right. You know what? Do you remember when Cobain passed? Like there was a huge uproar about it. But when he passed, they're like, "Yeah, we saw it coming."
You know what I mean? Well, that's because Kurt Cobain didn't kill himself.
The other guy. The other guy killed. Yeah. You get it. Anyway, so what have you been up to, Bulldog?
Not a whole lot. We haven't discussed that, have we?
What?
Me being out.
When you come out?
Oh, not at work. I don't think we've discussed that.
Oh yeah, your back's bad, and it's because he actually had. I don't want to go. I'm not going to go.
No, I've been.
It's an old sex injury.
It's an old sex injury. Yes. it's from Reese.
Lower back, hip area. It's something about repeated motions. It just. Wore out the joints.
Yep.
Giggity.
Right.
Sorry. Okay. Giggity was not the appropriate response. The appropriate response was ladies.
Wow. Wow.
Oh. Anyway, dead sorry. Batteries. Continue.
Oh, dead batteries, kittens or puppies, murder babies.
All right. So I've been out of work for a while.
Since before Christmas.
Well, no, it was technically January 2nd was my last
day. Son of a bitch, dude.
I have not officially been working since January 2nd.
Nice. So,
and as of the recording of this, that is 2.5 months.
Well, I will say, from knowing you, you have not been the same person mobily like that you were prior to your injury. And I don't mean that like
it's the wrong word. I'm stiffer and don't have as much flexibility.
Yeah. I mean, it was very evident at Pensacon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I've been making,
but you do look great in a back brace.
Oh, you thanks. Do. Yeah. I will say I've never been more turned on by Velcro and straps in my life.
And this is a man who was turned on by Velcro and straps.
Yeah, right. I've seen my fair share of Velcro.
I've been using that time to train on other media creation activity, so video production and color correction. And
which by the way, I've been meaning to say, if you know, That man, congratulations on doing a fantastic job with all of the video stuff with Pensacon. It all looks great. Thanks. Yeah, man.
The stuff we were able to save.
Yeah, I've been watching. I'm watching several of them. It's really good.
Thank you.
I will say that I'm not going to bring up any names, but we got a complaint.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to go into detail on the show, but remind me to tell you on the break.
I think I know what you're talking about. Okay, did it have to do with one of the bubbles on the video?
Yeah, it did. Sure did. That to me solidifies that we're making progress. You know, we're like, when people are like, hey, fuck you guys. Yeah. You did something right.
Yeah, it wasn't that strong, but it was.
I remember seeing it. It didn't look that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
No.
It was more questioning than anything else.
Yeah. So we actually have a pilot. So we're doing a pilot, too.
Yeah.
Right? We're just scheduling. Been a nightmare.
We don't have a name for it.
It's a project. It's kind of cool. An interview show with I don't think he's gonna mind. With Drew? No, maybe. That's too late now.
Yeah, Drew.
It's gonna be just a completely separate entity where we're gonna bring on like actors, directors, you know, and bring them on and like grill them and play games and just have fun with it.
Since the interviews we've done in the past that were not necessarily directly Pensacon related were a ton of fun.
Yeah,
but I'm sure everyone listening. Not everyone listening was like, this is perfect how it stacks content.
Exactly. Like, no, the thing is we use the Stacks banner to get in there and do those things. So it's fine. Also, I did a short film or started a web series this past weekend.
I saw the makeup.
Yeah. Chocolate syrup. And
I saw that. That was good.
Dude,
yeah.
Didn't it turn out bad? Yeah, it still looks really great, man. It's very much, I don't want to ruin anything, but it's a kind of a apocalyptic horror.
Did I see comedy somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got a lot. Here's the thing. So like that bit, like we show up and there's a script and the guy I've worked with him before. Great group of guys. Really, really great group of guys. And they're like, so this is what we're thinking, but let's just improv it. You cool with that? And I'm like, yeah, fine. You know, whatever. And so like we literally went back and forth and made a bunch of jokes, some of which.
Will not be aired.
No. I mean, there was some that was we brought up the man of the year or woman of the year thing.
Yeah,
we brought that up. That was on there, and then we did this hysteria. I can't give away the bit that I think they're going to use because it's gold. It was just a lot of fun, man. Very
thanks
sticky.
Thanks for calling me on that. By the way,
huh?
Nothing.
What are you talking about? Oh, shut your face. I came into that. I was asked. I was asked to be involved, and I pleasantly said, "I will get you involved. You give me time." So anyway, we have a lot of shit going on. I think that's been established, but we also have a topic to talk about.
Oh, do we? Is that what we're here for?
I don't know. I've actually enjoyed thoroughly catching up with everybody because I haven't seen any. I've had my nose in books for like weeks. It's awful. Mm-hmm. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, when I say the name Shigeru Miyamoto to you. What do you think of?
I think of a female getting eaten by an octopus.
McDonald's.
No. What I was going for was Mario, which was the wrong answer. But if you were to think of if I was to say the name, Shigeru Miyamoto again and ask you what you know him from, what would you assume?
Donkey Kong.
That is also incorrect. Well, I mean, he is indeed involved with those.
You can't throw Asian names at me in animation
He was the creator of both of those, but he was also the creator of our topic today, which was
Is that the right one?
Well, it's the
I know which one.
No, that's a different one.
That's a Link to the Past. Yeah,
we did this before. We fucked this up.
Yeah, we fucked this up.
That's
right.
We caught it, guys. Before you assholes out there listening, land. Yeah, don't fuck with us.
Yeah, right.
Take two.
Yeah, no. I know which one it is. It's real soft. It's a soft one. It's like boom, boom. You know what I mean? Like real. Like I can't. Fuck it. I'm going to play it on my phone because you know what? That's how we do it. Even though they just heard the goddamn intro, I don't care. I'm going to play it on my phone because I've got to hear it. Got to hear that.
Well,
shit.
While he's doing that pointless activity,
we haven't even named it.
it's the Legend of Zelda. Yeah, the original Legend of Zelda.
It's the most fucking recognizable game of all time.
Yeah. Now, so. I'm assuming we all played this as kids.
Yeah.
It was a Nintendo launch title.
See,
there we go.
Yeah.
And then it goes into the.
Yeah.
That's. Oh, wait, that's different. Yeah, no, okay. Yeah. Oh, see, I thought it started with the faster one.
Oh, fuck, look. All right.
Oh, so it's the story crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very badly translated.
Yeah, okay. So many years ago, Prince Dark. Oh, you're good at this. You read that shit.
Hey, all right.
Movie theater, that shit, dude.
The Legend of Zelda.
Shit, my voice is a little rough today.
No, it's better. Right. I like it.
Many years ago, Prince Darkness Ganon. Stole one of the Triforce with power. Princess Zelda had one of the Triforce with wisdom. She divided it into 8 units to hide it from Ganon. Before she was captured, go find the 8 units, Link, to save her.
See, it's just, you would have to look up the actual screen crawl to realize just how bad the translation is. Like, all of the names are in quotes for no reason.
Yeah.
It's you know, Ganon is misspelled.
All of treasures.
All of treasures.
What's that one fucking song?
All your mates are belong
to
us.
No, but I think I just came up with the title of the album, though. Pawpaw's medicine cabinet, all of treasures.
Magical boomerang, arrow, silver arrow, blue candle, red candle. What was I will say, like, I remember as a kid some of this shit just being upsetting. Like, okay, I got the blue candle, I gotta get a red candle. Fuck you, game. Or like,
I found myself cursing this game many times, both as a child and as an adult.
Right. Okay. So far, okay, please look up.
Yeah, oh, please look up the manual. And that's something I was gonna bring up in a later point.
Okay, we'll get to that. But childhood experiences.
Yeah. So everybody played this, right?
Dude, so this actually, I believe, was our first Nintendo game. I think I want to say I remember my dad coming home with obviously Mario Duck Hunt. But I also want to believe.
But that was packaged, correct?
Yes, so yeah. it doesn't count. But I want to say that
even though they count it as sales.
They do count it in sales.
Yeah,
I want to. Yeah, that's what isn't right. I want to say that he brought home Legend of Zelda in a blue. It was a clear blue Nintendo case for the old cartridge. It wasn't the actual thing. Does that make sense?
No.
You mean the dust sleeve?
Yeah, when you'd rent the game.
Yeah.
Like you remember renting games? Like, yeah. long ago. Yeah. You go and you get a cartridge and like they wouldn't give you the actual like cardboard game box. They'd have these plastic containers that they'd put the cartridge in. Yeah. Not the dust sleeve.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so I remember him coming home with this game and it being gold. You know, I'm like, oh, and then I remember like him playing it, and then like the scroll came down, and like if I could have splooged, I'm sure it would have happened. But like at that point in time, I was like just totally enamored and like captivated by that scroll. You know, that they come down, and then I remember
so much so that it didn't even matter that it wasn't really English.
Yeah, it didn't even give a shit. Like I don't think at that point. I mean, it was what was the other one that we talked about, the bad translation thing?
Oh, all your base are belong to us.
Base, right? Like as a child.
Yeah, I remember that. What is that from?
I couldn't tell you the name of the game.
It's like it's big because it's a meme now too. But I can't. We'll have to look it up. But it was. Yeah, you didn't care. You know, like I didn't give a shit. And I didn't give a shit that there wasn't a
yeah. Bed. Because you know, if any button on the controller skipped that crawl, I skipped that crawl.
Right. Like I was funny as I was like
because I was too young to make fun of English.
English
and
And I was too young to give a shit about the story on Zelda. And really, it's pretty tough to get into the story on Zelda now. Have you ever seen the book? Yeah. Hyrule Historia.
It's just a book.
It's a fucking coffee table book. It's thick. It's the size of a medium sized encyclopedia.
It's probably the size.
It might not be S
training guide.
It might not be S, but it's one of those medium sized encyclopedias. Right.
And what's
for the record, the game was Zero Wing.
Zero Wing. So Zelda, Legend of Zelda, the first one. I think it was like I can't tell you a single person maybe who could articulate the actual story as a child. You know what I mean? Like maybe an adult could, but all I knew is like you're this little green dude running around with a sword, killing shit. You got to get get the triangles. All right, good job. You know, like that's all I remember knowing about the game.
Right.
You know. And I don't think it was until later that you know it really, really started developing the story with. The Adventures of Link, I think, was the second game, and then A Link to the Past, which we actually owe another. We'll redo that.
We'll redo it.
But Legend of Zelda, this first game, I mean, started the whole like misconception that you know Zelda was Link,
right?
Right. You remember all that?
Or Link was Zelda.
Or yeah. Link was Zelda. It started. I mean, obviously, the massive uproar that became this franchise. You know, I mean, this game back then, Jesus, dude, it was revolutionary to say the least. I mean, you talk about open world exploring. Right. I mean, this is truly you can argue sandbox.
Yeah, this was arguably the first game that really let you off the leash and let you go do what you wanted to do when you wanted to do it.
It felt very much like you can say, you know, Grand Theft Auto.
The flip side of that is that it also made it a fucking pain in the ass to play without the conveniences we experience today.
Yep. I definitely use the internets, you know.
Yeah, I promise you, if you did not have a map and maybe even a strategy guide, you didn't beat this game.
No, it's tough. I will tell you this. I never found the red ring until I was an adult.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't.
Yeah, dude. So there's three swords. The one you start with, mm-hmm. the white and blue sword, and then there is a brown handle white sword, which I believe you find in the ghost graveyard. I told you my data's got fucked up.
It's okay.
Anyway, so and then there's the blue ring, which is a tougher suit for Link, and then there's a red ring, which is a stronger suit for Link, basically giving him stronger defense against attacks. Right. Never found the red one as a kid. Always found the blue one. Never found the red one.
I don't think I ever.
It's in the final dungeon.
Near finishing this game as a kid,
dude. My dad did. I never did as a child. I went back as an adult and beat it. Yeah, did you ever beat it as a kid?
Oh God, no.
Yeah, I
think no, hell
much,
no.
Pretty much impossible.
I don't know anyone who did.
My father did. Yeah. I know for a fact
he wasn't a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
I have never known anyone who has legitimately beaten this game.
Really?
I don't.
Well, as
think
a child
so.
Or in general?
Definitely not as a child. I don't think I knew anybody. I don't know. You know. Well, maybe you. Part of me would. Yeah, now was this with the assistance of like an internet and a walkthrough?
Oh yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah.
All right, that I can believe.
I can't possibly all right. So nostalgia got me pretty far. Like you know,
yeah, it got you to go about the third dungeon.
Yeah, and then after that, it was just like yeah. I couldn't do it. And so I have two, three. We'll get to the playthroughs, but I have my PSP that I play portably, and then I have my mod box, which is like my big where I'm like I sit down and veg the fuck out and play. Anyway, as a kid, I mean, this was the like a playground talk. This was like you rush home from school and sat and played, you know. But I don't think this game got as much of my attention as some of the other games did as a kid.
No.
I think just because it was so vast, there was no direction.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Mario, which obviously Mario, it's a great game. Yeah. You can run that way.
Yeah.
That's it. This game, you're like,
go right.
And you can't even go back on the first one.
You could do anything with Zelda. You know, I mean, I will arguably say it was the foundation, if not groundwork.
I think it was the first action adventure game. It may very well be, because I mean you couldn't say that about Pitfall.
I mean it was a 2D side scroller. Yeah. You know, this game is
it's just, not an action adventure game.
This game is you're hunting things down, you're bettering your character. I don't want to, it's not the first RPG. Actually, that's a good stat. Can you make a quick note to look up to see where this game falls in the timeline of RPGs and action adventures?
Yep.
So I'd be interested to see that thought. That's the thing.
Because I mean, this was being developed at the same time as Super Mario Brothers, first one.
So when did Final Fantasy I come out in Japan? Because that'll we got to find out if it was this game in Final Fantasy whatever. But Final Fantasy still is an open world. Final Fantasy is very, it's that one was very linear. I mean, it let you explore, but you had to go this way to progress the story. I don't know. We're getting into some murky water.
It's second half stuff, but
we'll yeah. So, I
had experience with it, but like I said,
Final Fantasy was 1987.
Okay.
This was, Legend of Zelda was 86.
Ooh.
See, still there. I didn't have a whole lot of experience with the game outside of lots and lots of frustration. I mean, that's all I remember from this game outside of the fact that you play as Link. You have a wooden sword that you get because it's dangerous out there and you must take it.
Yeah.
We have to link all of the
jokes. It is dangerous to go alone.
Take this.
So I took the wooden sword and failed miserably. Lots and lots and lots. Mainly at the stupid, I don't even know what they are, but the little river creatures that shoot fireballs.
Those guys.
Zoras.
Yeah,
sure. Those guys. F those guys. it's avoiding those and the flying helicopter plant looking things while trying to swing at pigs or whatever they are.
I mean, this game struggles with the old Nintendo thing of is it conveyance was the term that I've heard before, where it's like, or it's not, I don't know if it's theming or no, it's not, it's conveyance, I believe, which is where this is where you're supposed to go, the things you're supposed to do.
Right.
I believe that's the term I'm looking for. We'll have to. I was watching a Sequelitis video about it. Yeah. Anyway, it talks about how there's just you play a game and you just inherently you just know where to go, right?
Yeah.
And like Mega Man's a great thing. The Mario, obviously, you go right. Yeah. You know, modern games, obviously. This game, it's just like welcome to the world.
Yeah. Here's the door. Here's a map. Yeah. And go find a thing.
You know, here's a door.
Yeah, I can say with a good degree of certainty that I never saw Ganon's dungeon.
Oh, dude,
Ganon's castle. It was a skull, and it's giant, and it's a fucking maze with a ton of dead ends and lots of places that will absolute straight murder
your world up, dude.
Yeah.
So okay,
it's vindictive.
I should have learned my lesson from this game and not done the same thing in Skyrim, where I just run around to anywhere and then realize I'm way in over my head. But I didn't.
Okay, so a couple things I remember as a kid that infuriated me that when I saw them as an adult, it gave me cold chills. Which was the little hands in the dungeon. You guys remember hands in the dungeon? That would you'd be at the boss gate and a hand would come out of the wall, grab you, take you back into the wall, and drop you off at the beginning of the level. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then there's these little, we call them sandwich monsters because they look like little sandwich. And they're and basically.
The ghost hand is a mainstay in the games these days. It's in most of the games.
The other one was it looked like a pig, it looked like an anus. And basically what happened is it would come over top of you and it hurt you. And all the while it was hurting you, it ate your shield. So you'd have to buy this big ass shield to navigate the tougher dungeons because you'd have to be able to deflect the Zora's blast and shit.
Right.
This thing ate your fucking shield and it hurt you.
Yeah,
it pissed.
And it looked like an anus.
And it looked like just this little anus. And it walked around
it would just hop on top of you and then it would just bear hug you
and
with all of its anus strength.
Yes. And it would eat your shield.
And it would somehow devoured your shield.
And then you'd be screwed because you'd be at a tough fucking part and you'd have your
leftover bile.
Probably.
Yeah, sure.
Coming out. I don't know, dude. Maybe Ganon's castle. He just produces anus. He just sends it out into the world. I don't know, dude. But I remember them just infuriating. Because you said it cost money for shields. You didn't get, find shields you do now. You'd have to go buy that shit.
Yeah.
160 rupees.
Yeah.
The market price.
And your choices for getting those rupees were either grind for rupees.
Oh, my gosh.
Which took fucking forever.
Yep.
Wasn't really even a viable option. You couldn't just grind.
There's not respawn.
They would drop one rupee.
Yep. Hearts.
Or if you're lucky, a five.
Yep.
You know, they give you a blue one.
Yep.
Now, man, other than that, your other options were to find all of the secret little hidden rooms where they would either give you free money or charge you for breaking the door.
I remember that shit, dude. Oh my, did you ever get there?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So you would explore.
Go ahead.
So you would, like, as a kid, you're like, you're excited, right? You're like, oh, my God, these bombs make new doorways, and this, I can set this bush on fire, and oh, my God, a new room, right?
Right.
The catch is some of those places, they would get pissed off at you for blowing up their door or burning down their doorway, and they would charge you money. So, like, you'd find this new, like, secret passage, and then you'd hear the music, do-do-do-do-do, and, like, you're like, oh, shit, and you'd rush down the stairs, and it's like, hey, motherfucker, you just burned down my door. You owe me 50 rupees, and it would charge you money.
Yeah.
For breaking down their shit.
Yeah.
And there's no, like...
And on top of that, there's no way to just, you know, unless you have a strategy guide... Then all of these little spots are just random bushes.
Are they
random spots?
Are they actual random?
Wall.
Yeah. They're consistent every time you play
them. I mean, they're consistent every time you play them. But unless you know where to look, you're not going to.
There's no indicator.
Because the only other option is to run around like some kind of fucking maniac, just setting fire to everything and dropping bombs on the wall.
And that's what they want.
Yeah. You have to. Like, eventually, I think, I don't even know when you find out that you can burn bushes. Like, but it's like, it literally.
You get the candle pretty early.
I think it was an accident my father did. He just like,
oh, yeah.
And it's like, do, 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 do. And then, like, from then on, like, you'd watch him play, and he would just
run around with a candle,
burn a bush. And it would just take forever, because, like,
it fosters obsessive compulsive behavior.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But he's right. There's no other. Like,
I did that with the sword.
Not like in the later games.
Where you could ping a
wall
or
occasionally in the dungeons. And I think dungeons in Zelda 1 occasionally did have cracks in them.
They did.
But in the overworld, and not all of them do. But in the overworld, there are no cracks.
Right.
There is no indication whatsoever of where these spots are.
You were fucking
They're secret.
Them.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah. Like,
and you can be off by one square.
Yeah.
And it won't do it.
And with the crazy, like, he's like, so in modern gaming, like, there's like, there'll be a crack or like,
yeah,
like
something
right that, here. Like, that might be a secret path. Yeah. I'm pointing to a wall with like discoloration on it to symbolize, you know, this is a secret passage.
Well, it's almost like cartoons, old cell shaded cartoons where the background was a matte finished painting and the cell was much more vibrant. You could tell what was going to have action.
What was going to move. Yeah, exactly. That this was not like that.
Yeah, no, that's
this is just like a good fucking luck.
Yeah.
You know? it was hardcore.
There were spots in this game when I was a kid that I really, really enjoyed. You know, namely the easier dungeons.
Yeah.
You know, the early easy dungeons, you know, Dodongo,
The one with the Triceratops, is that the one? Yeah, that's Dodongo, right?
Where that's Dodongo.
You stuff a bomb in his
mouth.
That's
Dodongo,
it's super easy boss.
Then the one, what was the other one? The crab thing.
Oh, fuck.
Shit. You shoot him in the eye with the arrow.
What's he called? Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah, it took me, in Dungeon 1, you get the bow and arrow. Right? And I forgot that you can't select the bow without having arrows, so I thought the game was broken. I was like, why the fuck can't I select the bow? What is wrong? And then I got the boomerang, and I was like, oh, I don't have any arrows. Go me.
Yeah, I was like, Godan.
Yeah.
Godan is the one that the spider kind of thing that you shoot him in the eye with the arrow. Yeah, you know, like the earlier dungeons were fine. Yeah, it's just, I was a little kid when this game came out.
Yeah, me too, dude.
And
86, I was two.
Yeah. I mean, I played it longer than that because it used to be a console used to stick around a lot longer than it does.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Did it?
NES, when did SNES come out? Let me look at that.
90,
I want to think of
it. I would say it was around the 94, 92.
Yeah, and what? NES came out in what?
86
or 85, I thought.
Now we're getting into the second half side of the show.
Yeah.
83. Stop it. Okay, and so SNES came out in 91.
Ooh, shit. It's been
roughly 8 to 10 years.
Yeah. I don't know if it's been roughly 8 to 10 years all through their console life.
I don't know.
What's been 8 to 10 years?
Well, that was
how
eight,
long
that
it was between
years.
So the NES ran for 8 before we got the
SNES.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then SNES, whatever.
The SNES.
SNES machine.
Yeah, but to the 64 was only until like, what, 96 or 7?
Like it wasn't something like that. Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I feel the like consoles come out a lot faster now.
I feel like we're on a shit.
No, not the last one, though. The last series was close to what? Xbox came out in 2001.
Yeah, 64 came out in 96, so it was 5 years.
Yeah, the Xbox came out in 2001, and the Xbox 360 came out in like, 2007.
Okay.
But then from 2007 to 2012 or 2013,
yeah.
Yeah, they are a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
So
anyway, childhood experience, you know, like I said, it was fun in pieces, but I mean, it wasn't something that I could lock in on, partially because of my age and partially because the game is just fucking merciless.
Yeah, I will say that I mean, you're absolutely right.
I mean, like, not to sound like a bitch or nothing, but these games are tough.
I absolutely enjoyed other games, like just action games at that age. You know right. what I mean? Like I mean, my attention span wasn't there. I don't sit down.
Yeah.
Now, like I fucking just cherish and idolize those old RPGs, dude. Like I want a 3DS just for all like the JRPGs and shit that are coming out. Like I still want to play Brave Default.
The Bravely Second's about to come out. So
anyway,
they're taking pre-orders for it now.
All right. So anyway, that's a lot of childhood experiences, man.
Yeah.
You know, we don't even have to fluff it. No dead air, nothing like that.
Well, except when we were looking up facts, but it's...
Shit happens. This is our show, though. We can do the fuck we want.
Yeah.
All right, so it's time to pay bills. Well, you know, we don't have bills. So it's time to let you guys hear ads.
Yeah, because we're fucking merciless, too.
Yeah, we are. We're going to get that money eventually.
All right. So, yeah, we'll be back in a minute. Stick around.
Or 3 to 5.
This is about a lovely lady in a tower. This one goes out to her. I think you know who it is. And damn that evil sorcerer.
Anyway.
What's up, everybody? It's JD here to talk to you about a brand new sponsor, Convergence, a paranormal thriller. It has gotten awesome reviews from around the globe, and it's available for you to purchase on February 2nd on iTunes. Again, that's Convergence, a paranormal thriller shot in Mobile, Alabama. I even had the pleasure to be on set and work with the director and the rest of the cast and crew, and I can tell you from personal experience, it is an awesome film. You don't want to miss it. Again, that's Convergence, February 2nd on iTunes.
Hey everybody, I want to take a second to remind you that we're a part of a larger network called the Geek.io Media Network. You heard CJ at the top of the show mention the Patreon. Basically, it is a way of supporting the entire network on a monthly basis. You pick the price. If you think we're worth 50 cents a month, give us 50 cents. So take a look over at patreon.com/geek.io and support the whole network. We appreciate it.
What's up, everybody? It's JD here today to talk to you about Tweaked Audio Headphones. It's a great headphone company, and they've been a sponsor of ours for quite some time now. They've even given us this epic discount code, GEEK. So upon checkout at tweakedaudio.com, if you use the checkout code GEEK, that gives you 33% off your entire order, plus free shipping. 33% off your entire order and free shipping on top of that. Tweakedaudio.com, checkout code GEEK. Seriously, they're great headphones at an even better price. We use them in the studio. I've even used them in the gym. Check them out.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to How It Stacks. I'm JD.
I'm Willis.
I'm Bulldog.
And we already introduced the show, so you guys know what you're doing.
You want to try that again?
No.
Okay.
I think by this point, if I get it wrong, it's improv. If I get it right, well, hell, we're good.
Wait. No, we're good.
Bitches. All right, so we are officially on the adult portion of Zelda, not the anime, not the hentai, not the tentacle stuff. We're actually talking about the game as an adult.
The sad thing is all of that exists.
Every single bit of that exists. And I have no doubt that there are people out there listening to this show that are like, I'm going to sleep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, now I don't know how accurate this information is, but according to GameSpot.com,
The current world, whenever this was released, current world record speed run time for The Legend of Zelda is 28 minutes and 50 seconds.
And that's without assisted finishing, shit. Right? That's just straight normal player.
Said beating the game that quickly requires you to exploit a glitch.
Oh, okay.
That's all it says.
No, but it's not one of the assisted speed runs, like one of the computer aided ones.
No, yeah. No, I would imagine it's not assisted. I mean, you know, GameSpot wouldn't give somebody credit for that, I don't
hope
think.
Not.
No.
I don't think.
I hope they don't. But anyway, 28 minutes. Now,
28 minutes, 50 seconds. So technically 29 minutes.
I fear that the next portion of this show is going to get very long. So I'm going to let you go ahead and take the reins, because I think it's time that we explain the Zelda timeline.
You said explain the Zelda timeline. So look, just explain it. Go ahead.
As simply as it can be done.
Yeah, yes. Hey, why don't you just explain the Terminator timeline for us, huh?
It's very easy. It's a cycle. it's cylindrical.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It just repeats on itself. Yeah.
I was actually talking about like the accepted timeline that goes off in like eight different branches.
Oh,
and,
right.
You're correct. The proper timeline for the Terminator is just a circle.
Yeah, just loops it back on itself.
Yeah. It's the first movie, and just kind of happens over and over. Anyway, so I it was just when I was researching for this game that I discovered how buttfuck complicated the timeline for Zelda is. Okay, so the first game in the timeline is, I think, the very last one to be released. At least major console release, Skyward Sword.
Yes,
Skyward Sword begins the story. That's right after the creation of land and sky. You know, it's right after, you know, and God said, you know.
Oh, it's crazy. So
Skyward Sword comes first. All right?
Yeah.
I showed this to you. I didn't show it to you. So give me a guess on what you think the next game is.
From Skyward Sword?
Yeah. Like chronologically. Mm-hmm.
Adventure of Link?
No. Not even close.
So. I like the idea. I like
the next one on the list is the Minish Cap, which I never played.
I didn't know that game.
It was buckle in.
I'm going to step away while you enjoy this.
Buckle in.
Hold on your butts.
Oh, you're serious. Oh, okay. All right. So Minish Cap came out next. I think that was maybe Game Boy Advance. Could have been Game Boy.
That's probably why I don't remember it. I didn't own either of those.
Next one, the next one on the list is Four Swords.
Okay.
Did you play Four Swords?
Nope.
Neither did I.
Never heard of it.
I think JD had some experience with that one. We'll talk about that one in a little bit. I want to read the brief little synopsis, which is probably as succinctly as anyone is ever going to explain this. Quote, the chronology begins with the creation of heaven and earth, immediately followed by the events of Skyward Sword. It splits after Ocarina of Time, which is the fourth game chronologically, immediately following Four Swords. It splits after Ocarina of Time with one timeline depicting the events that follow Link's triumph over Ganon and the other his defeat by Ganon. Okay. So at this point, the story splits alternate realities. One, Link loses. One, Link lives. So we'll go through the one where Link loses first. All right. Because the one where Link lives is more complicated. If you can fucking imagine that. All right. So
he has more decisions to make.
He defeats
Ganon. So he has more decisions to make. Therefore it gets
so
exponentially more complicated.
The hero's defeated. All right. This section is called The Decline of Hyrule and the Last Hero. All right. So the next one following that is A Link to the Past, the resurrection of Ganon.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Next one after that, another one I've never heard of, Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons.
Sure.
Which continues, I guess, the story of the resurrection of Ganon. Then it's Link's Awakening. Link's Awakening, I think, was a GBA title. Is that Game Boy Advance?
This is the storyline where Ganon wins.
Yes, this is the storyline where Ganon wins. I don't know exactly.
So I looked up some clarity, and this is the only, like, this is just the wiki. I'm going to keep digging while you're talking. But it says the adult timeline is a timeline that follows the events after Link is being sent back to his original time.
Yeah.
Following the Hero of Time's defeat of Ganondorf in the final battle, Ganondorf is sealed within the Sacred Realm by the Seven Sages, but with Link set back in time, the world is left without a hero. The turn of the events created the timeline containing the Wind Waker Phantom Hourglass.
Blah, blah, blah. And they touch on that briefly in the rest of the thing before I got off on the timeline where the hero is defeated. So... So we stopped at when he's talking, when they're talking about the timeline split when he loses to Ganon in Ocarina of Time. So it goes, Link's Awakening is the next game. Then the next one is the original Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
Followed by the Adventures of Link.
Okay.
So the Adventures of Link, the Adventures of Link is one of the last games chronologically. Immediately following Legend of Zelda, the next to last game chronologically that is also the very first released. All right.
This is some of the memento.
Take a second
business.
To shake that one off.
That's some memento business going on.
Yeah. Take that a second to shake that one off. Then we'll talk about what happens when Link triumphs in Ocarina of Time. So the section, continuing reading, the section of the timeline where Link triumphs is further divided into two separate realities, the child era where Link returns to his original time, and the adult era where the Hero of Time disappears and Ganondorf is free to return unopposed. Oh, well,
and Zelda hits
people. And in Ocarina of Time, Ganondorf is the villain, not Ganon.
Okay.
Now, at the end of Ocarina of Time, Ganondorf becomes Demon King Ganon, but I don't think he's actually Ganon. I think he's just kind of possessed by the spirit of Ganon. So, Heroes Triumphant. Child Era goes Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess, Four Swords Adventures. All right. A lot of this has to do with another villain that I didn't know shit about. Somebody in Vaati, V-A-A-T-I.
Never heard of Vaati?
Never. Anyway, so the adult era, Ganondorf is sealed. The Wind Waker, Ganondorf's resurrected. Phantom Hourglass. That's another one I never played.
Nope.
New continent discovered, a new Hyrule Kingdom is founded, and then Spirit Tracks ends that timeline. The adult era. And that's the Zelda timeline.
It's ridiculous. Okay, so right now, I've been quiet because I am watching this 5-minute video. It is Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, Ganondorf battle reversed, we all lose the Triforce pieces. So, Great King of Evil Ganondorf. Let's see what he does here. I have to see what the fuck this. I have to see it.
So, while you're digging through that, I jotted down a couple of neat things about this. Apart from the fact that Shigeru Miyamoto not only designed this, he also designed Mario and Donkey Kong. The first Zelda game was on a watch.
What?
Yeah, it was a Game & Watch.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the old Mr. Game & Watches they had way back in the day.
All I can think of that would be that size was the old, what were they called? The
Tamagotchi?
Yes.
Sort of. It's sort of the same idea. You know, you had all of the little LED things were there, sort of like a calculator.
Yeah.
And all of the things were there, and they would shine across, and you would move the guy with a teeny little button on a wristwatch. They were a pain in the ass to play. I used to have a Batman one.
Yeah, I never got into those.
I can't imagine it being.
Yeah, they're a pain in the ass.
What were those like little like fake video game? Oh shit, he's totally just ripping the Triforce away.
Did you? And this is going to make a great trivia question later down the line. So I'm going to go ahead and mention it here. Link is left-handed.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Link's left-handed. Right. He started off right-handed in early concept drawings and stuff, but they made him left-handed supposedly to make it easier on the animators.
Huh.
I would assume, because I don't see how it makes that much of a difference. But
you know,
I don't know.
So, where was it? Zelda is named after F. Scott Fitzgerald's wife, Zelda Fitzgerald.
Nice. Okay.
So there's, okay, so you know the Famicom disk system.
Okay.
All right. It was the precursor to the NES.
Right.
All right. So stands apparently
for family computer, by the way.
There was, yeah. So later on down the line, there was a Super Famicom system. Sort of like there was a Super NES.
Okay.
So there was a peripheral for the Super Famicom system called Satellaview in the 90s that got a 16-bit remixed version of this game.
Really?
The original Zelda game.
Huh.
That is supposed to be much, much easier to play. Like, the controls are more fluid.
Right.
It looks a shit ton better because it's 16-bit.
I wonder if that's available.
And it was voice acted.
Oh, nice.
And it was voice acted.
I wonder if that's available to acquire somewhere.
I do not know. That could be a good piece of research. So originally the game was supposed to launch on floppy disks, and the idea behind the game was that people would make their own dungeons and load them onto the disks and trade them.
Oh.
Sort of like Minecraft.
Yeah, that's,
you know, like, you know, content sharing. So
it only
because this was one of the first times that they had a save state.
Yeah, it only took us 30 years to get here.
Yeah, I know, right?
To where that's becoming popular.
Mm-hmm.
There's some what's one of those console games that did that recently? You know what? It's been doing it for a while though, because okay. Halo 3, I think, introduced Forge, and they started doing sharing of saves.
I got one more fun fact.
I don't even know where we're at right now. I'm like balls deep. Right.
I got one more
out.
Fun fact for you.
Okay.
In the original Legend of Zelda, how many Triforces are there?
There's
8.
Shit. No.
I don't know.
Say 10.
Complete Triforces.
Ten little piece. Oh, complete.
No, complete Triforces.
Two.
Yes, correct. Good.
Yeah, there's Ganon and
Which two are they?
Wisdom and power.
Good.
Strength.
Sweet deal. Yeah.
And wisdom doesn't get introduced until...
courage.
Yeah, courage.
Courage is the one that's
She's wisdom, he's power, Link's courage.
Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't verified this, but it sounds like it's...
So technically it's a Biforce.
Yeah, it's a Biforce. Okay. The guy asks the same questions because basically the question is, he's like, hey, look, if she sends young Link back into the past... You know, doesn't that just go ahead and leave Ganon still there? And here's the, basically what she does is she sends him back farther than the Master Sword can. So he goes, so does that make sense? So the Master Sword can only send him back so far.
All right.
She can do it farther. So she sends him back farther.
How? Then,
I don't fuck it. She's Zelda.
Okay. All right.
She can turn into a man.
she's got the accordion of time.
Yeah, accordion of time, sure. And so she sends him back, and then he goes back in time, and he meets up with Zelda, and he kind of explains what's going to happen. Okay. As soon as she sends him back, the timeline split. So basically, Zelda sends Link back farther than the Master Sword takes him to before even he meets her in the first place. Once she sends him back, Link has proof and is able to tell Zelda and the King about Ganondorf, and he's stopped before he's able to do anything. That causes this, you know, that would split the times.
Okay.
So as for the split timeline, this is what happens. After Zelda sends you back, that timeline continues on without you in it, right? Okay. So at the end of Ocarina of Time, you've beaten Ganon and you seal him away or whatever.
Yeah.
She sends you back. That timeline still goes on.
It continues.
So basically, we create the paradox. It's the multiple Earths from DC. It's just right. So it creates that ultimate timeline. Ganondorf breaks free later, so he gets out of his prison, and there's no Link to stop him, leading into Wind Waker and the tale they talk about at the beginning. So you remember in Wind Waker, when you play it, there's no hero anymore because you never existed, or you died, whatever.
So meanwhile, after that link is sent back and he stops Ganondorf. Okay, so meanwhile, after link is sent back and he stops Ganondorf, he leaves Hyrule in search of Navi, who left him after he was sent back in time, which leads him into Majora's Mask.
Wait. See, those are two different eras, though. That's the adult era and the child era.
They said the Majora's Mask should be child timeline.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I thought, yeah, well, you were just coming from Wind Waker.
Yeah, because like it says, it's like leading into Wind Waker and they all talk about it at the beginning. That's right. So then, meanwhile, so this
Okay.
He goes and he does that.
So when he's sent back to the child era is basically like right after Four Swords.
But see, I still can't get the art. Then there's another timeline in which Link is defeated fighting Ganon. Dude, I've played Ocarina, and am I just missing something, or were they just like, you know what, let's just, I'm just going to create fucking, you know what, there's no game for this, but nah, Link lost. Where's the, I want to see the ending where he loses.
Well, I mean, in Ocarina of Time, he doesn't fight Ganon. He fights Ganondorf. Now, Ganondorf turns in. It's what I see is Ganondorf turns into the Demon King Ganon.
He does, and that big pig monster. Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know where he loses. Like, I don't know the fight where he loses, and it's a completely different outcome, creating the downfall timeline.
Yeah, I see, and I don't know exactly how that happens either. But that one leads into A Link to the Past.
Yeah, which is arguably, yeah, anyway, downfall, timeline, legend. Oops.
Can we not just assume that it's another way to make more games?
God damn it, Jared. No, this is how it stacks. And my right. God, we're going to fact check
the fuck out of
it.
While you're digging that, I found another one. In the original Final Fantasy game, in the U.S. version, you can find the grave of Edric. He was the main character in Dragon Warrior. In the Japanese version, the grave belongs to Link.
Huh.
Interesting.
Okay, hold on.
This makes for great radio.
You know, whatever, you guys are. Anyway, so right now I'm describing. So here's the sequence. So it's an Ocarina of Time, obviously. It's a video of apparently some dude like playing as Link, obviously, fighting Ganon, the actual Demon King Ganon.
Okay.
Apparently, I don't know if he's intentionally throwing the fight. It would appear that he is. Maybe I just fought Ganon and never died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, look at you. Hear me.
That's not what I meant, you douche. But you know, I didn't mean that. But I just don't understand. Like, do you have any idea how bad this is upsetting me right now that I don't comprehend what's happening with the Zelda? Okay, whoa.
But you're doing much better than with the Connor paradox.
I must say. Okay, so he actually dies. What? Fuck this. I don't know.
So what did you just see, man? Well, you gotta paint us a word picture here, man.
Okay, so basically what happens is like he's intentionally losing to Ganon. Okay. Ganon delivers the final blow. He falls to the ground and game over comes across the screen and the video ends. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. That's
well,
it. That's
I, you know, I mean, that's the thing is you have to account for that possibility in the timeline.
Though. No, it's.
I mean, it makes sense because the fight with Ganon at the end of Ocarina of Time is a pivotal moment that makes distinctly different realities.
Right, and I'm so, totally cool with all of that because I've seen it visually, but I've not seen the one where Link loses.
He just dies. I mean, it's not like there's a special cutscene.
You're playing as Link. There's nothing to see.
No, there would be. So like,
no,
like
you
let's
die.
Say, no, you're missing the point. So like, if you die, right, and then like, and it's an actual cutscene that lays story foundation.
No.
Yeah, but
no,
there's not.
That's my problem.
No, but you're missing. You're missing this.
No, I'm not. No, I get it. Right?
I wish you guys could see the look in his eyes
now. I'm very upset about this.
He's like, man, that's my problem, man.
I just had to see it. No, I get what you're saying. You die, everything ends. Okay, bam, boom. This timeline continues. Then my problem is like they're writing story after that. So it's like, hey, you died right here. You lost this battle and all this other shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, cool. Well, let me show the ending where like, you know, the sages lock him away and all this other, but we don't get that. We just get, this is what happens. Like somebody wrote like a cliff note and goes, you know what? We really need to explain these other games. Mm-hmm. And they just farted out.
Well,
how are you surprised about this?
Because they've done so well to, like, you know, confuse me up until this point. So I could follow that.
Time travel is first introduced in Ocarina of Time.
I was about to say, I was hoping you wouldn't say Terminator, because I don't want to have that fight again. I don't.
Time travel was first introduced in the Zelda universe in Ocarina of Time.
Yes. Okay.
According to Miyamoto, though, it was always a central part of the story.
Okay.
It said one idea from one early idea was for the hero to travel between the future and the past.
Yeah.
Which is why he's named Link.
Ah, I like that.
He's the connection between the two.
Okay.
Yeah. In the original concept, the pieces of the Link this is actually kind of neat. In the original concept, the pieces of Triforce that Link collects are actually computer microchips.
Oh.
That is not the reaction I was expecting from you at all. I was expecting anger and sacrilege and fire and brimstone.
I mean, at this point,
it's not the Triforce.
I'm just disheartened.
I think you're just exhausted.
I am. I spent a lot of energy going through like three articles trying to find, you know.
Would that be a triple
right
work?
Now, there's someone who does real work for a living, and he's turning this off and throwing his listening device out of the car, cursing your name.
Fuck that dude. Hey, if you want to find, like, I tell you what,
he can't hear you anymore. He threw it away already. Mm-hmm.
Oh well, you know, whatever.
Fine. Yeah, conversation's over.
Anyway, so
it's kind of like the ending of Ocarina of Time. If you stop,
shut up,
you lose. He doesn't know any of this is happening. But for the other people in the story, they know what happened.
We're
two of the seven sages, and we're gonna put Ganon away. But that one dude who got so pissed that he threw his iPod out the window has no idea we're still here.
I don't want to play anymore.
So Bob, it sucks to be you. You're gonna find out about this later when you're they kept talking. I need to go back and find out. And all he's gonna be able to do is listen to the next episode.
I think I'm justified. Like I want to see video or cutscene. Just do.
But there's not a video or a cutscene. He just dies. He loses, and you don't beat the game.
Well, then why is there no other endings? Like, okay, based upon that logic alone, should we not have like 90 different Zelda timelines? You know what I mean? Like, so if he can die,
we've got three with a shit ton of games,
right?
Like the ones we listed are just the ones that are considered canon.
But my thing is like, so I mean, if he dies in Ocarina of Time, and it generates three timelines, right? When he lives, when he blah 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 blah, what the fuck ever. Why isn't it when he how come in Link to the Past, if he doesn't defeat Ganon, it creates another timeline? You know what I mean? Like just logically speaking, like it should be like infinite Earths. Like there should be like infinite.
They're not done making games, JD.
Stop it.
I don't know if the constantly shifting release date for Zelda U is anything to say about it, then maybe they are.
Dude, by the way, that game looks like
fantastic if we ever get to see it.
That's almost a console seller. Almost a console seller. By the way, No Man's Sky comes out this summer.
Summer? I thought it'd be a Christmas title.
Well, they said the last update I saw was June, and I told Vicky, I was like, I will sell a kidney if I have to, but this game will become part of our repertoire.
Donate plasma.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No shit. I will pass out on the way to GameStop.
You and I will go together.
Done. Done, son. Anyway, so we should probably research. I played the video game like a bunch as an adult. This is one of those games that like stays in my library. It's very active. So I played on my PSP, I played on my mod box. I mean, it stays pretty current with me.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
No. Okay. Haven't played in a long time.
All right. So
I don't play it regularly because I suck at it still.
All right. So we should stack it?
Probably.
All right. You should go first.
It stacks because it's just as effing hard as I remember.
I think like we stack out of enjoyment. Jared's like, it's fucking hard then, it's hard now. Fuck that game.
I just remember it being incredibly frustrating and really hard, and it lived up to that expectation. Like, stupid. Red ring, what? No, I don't, nope. I don't know. I don't know.
But it stacks.
Yeah, no, it stacks. It's exactly like I remember it.
Going with the theme here, I'm going to give a stipulation that's going to split my stackage.
Oh shit! Yes,
into two alternate stackage realities. All right. So
That's brilliant.
Before the before the invention of the internet, fuck no. This game would not ever stack. I would pick it up and throw it on the ground in disgust. I would spit on the ground at the mention of its very fucking name. Were it not for the invention of the internet and walkthroughs.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, walkthroughs, game guides, things like that. Without that, this game is worse than worthless.
Oh shit. All right.
Without a good guide and a solid map, this game is broken. It's wow. bad. All right.
They give you now, a map when you're playing the game. You hit the button and it gives you a little square.
A solid gray square with one square in it lit up.
A tiny
geographical information whatsoever.
You can call a pixel a square, but it's literally the size of a fucking pixel. I mean, you got a pixel out of the
maps in the dungeons were better.
Yeah.
The map, at least there, you could tell there were floors. You know how many rooms were in the floor.
Did you ever
floor?
Find a real world map? Was that findable?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could order one.
You order one. But yeah, I you, know could if order you could one. Find one in game like you did.
Like maybe. Oh God, no, not in game.
Okay.
No, it's not even so, in the program.
And then in the reality,
now, I mean, like it, I think the one that I initially found was in like Nintendo Power or something like that.
So the alternate timeline
with the existence of the internet. Sure, it holds up. I mean, it was just
it's a meh at best.
Yeah, it's a product of a bygone era. I mean, the controls are clunky. It's mercilessly difficult. They've got especially in the later dungeons, they've got no fucking quarter. I mean, you'll run four rooms to a dead end filled with whiz robes and have to fight your way out.
Yeah.
And then go off and hit another fucking dead end.
Oh yeah. And I don't think you can, you don't, yeah, you can only carry
and those
one or
goddamn dark nuts, the fucking knights, the little blue goddamn knights you can't hit from the front. Fuck those guys.
You can
right
only,
in their stupid helmet holes.
You only get one potion bottle, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you don't get two. Yeah,
and you have to choose between that potion bottle or a full heart piece. Like, you walk into a secret room, and it says, here, take one.
Yeah.
Take one. One. Either the full heart piece or a red potion.
Yeah, and what now? There's red and blue potions, right? Like one
I don't
of
think
them.
There was a blue potion in the first game.
I want to say there's two because I know like one. Like you always had to have one because it.
I don't know. Pull up all of treasures and see what happens.
All of treasures. I will look that up.
Anyway, so it's just look. It's important for the things that it started, the trends that it created, the genre
the,
it created,
the timeline.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about the game itself. It's important for all the things. It's sort of like Elvis. It's important for all the things it created, but I'm not interested in playing it again.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's so utterly surpassed by most of its sequels, with the exception of Link 2, because fuck Link's Awakening.
Yeah, I don't think there's a person who's like, oh, that's my game, dog.
No. Fuck that game right in its stupid ass.
I'm trying to find.
No, not Link's Awakening. Adventure of Link, the Adventures of Link, Zelda 2.
You're only getting confused because it's actually
even Miyamoto came out and said and basically apologized for that game. He said that I'm paraphrasing here, but he went along the lines of, well, usually a game starts out as a draft and it gets kind of fine tuned and worked on, you know, until it's ready. You know, it's a full game ready for release. Zelda 2 did not make it past the draft stage.
They just put it on a cartridge. Here you go.
Like it was supposed to be half side scroller, half top down, but the like top down like the first game.
Yeah.
It was supposed to flip back and forth between the two, but the Nintendo system couldn't handle that. And it got mired with a bunch of other shit and wound up getting released as the garbage game we all know and hate today.
All right. So
There is a letter in medicine. Apparently, there's a special item. It's a letter. You take it and give it to an old woman. I don't know what it does. But
this is in Zelda 1.
Yeah. There's blue medicine restores some of your health, and red medicine restores all of your health.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you can carry. There's bait. You can find bait.
Yeah, yeah. You need the bait to get past. Oh, that was another fun thing. Yeah, if you don't just happen to have the money to buy this meat for, you know, that serves no other purpose than to let you get past an arbitrary room in, I think I read it was Dungeon 7 or Dungeon 8. I think it was 7. There's a guy, you walk into a room and all he says is grumble, grumble. That's your hint.
Oh, yeah, grumble, grumble. You know what it sounds like?
That's your hint. And if you didn't just happen to pick up this piece of meat that's ridiculously expensive at a shop that's on the other side of the goddamn map, then you have to leave the dungeon, go all the way to the other side of the map, get this piece of meat after you somehow figure out that's what you're supposed to do. My point is, without a guide, you spend the vast majority of your time in this game just dicking around asking yourself what the fuck you're supposed to do next. Yeah. And that's a shitty game.
So I will. So here's where I will stack it. It's my turn. I really want to agree with you.
Yeah.
Just be like your
Which
original
half?
Timeline, the bad one where the internet doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And Trump gets elected and everything goes well. Anyway, no, I mean, I'm torn because, like, at the core of the show, it stacks because I enjoyed playing it as much as an adult as it did as a kid.
And just but because I don't stack it,
but I totally, you know, dude,
just because
I
don't stack it doesn't mean you have.
I see all of your fucking issues were exactly my issues as an adult and as a kid. Like, I get that, you know, gaming has changed over the years and it's more challenging now. I'm sorry, it's more challenging then than it is today because, I mean, we have walkthroughs, we have guides, we have tutorials.
By definition, though, because those things didn't bother you when you were a kid and they do bother you now, doesn't that kind of close the issue?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, so it had the same problems when you were a kid, right? And you had the game manual, which gave you a little bit of hint if you read it. If you read it, the game manual on this was pretty stout because I used to read game manuals.
I did when I was deucing.
Yeah, me too. That was exactly video game instruction manual reading time.
That's right. It's the only time to do it.
Is that what those intentionally left blank pages were for? Yeah.
The other time to do it was when you were on your way home from the video game store.
Yeah.
And you were in the back seat and your parents were out there looking for codes.
So being able to enjoy the game when you were a kid without any sort of real guide, any sort of real, like, intensive walkthrough, right? You were able to enjoy the game without that as a child. As an adult, you have to have that.
I see that. Wow, that totally moved my mind. Anyway, so for me, like, I try to eliminate that from the equation, right? Because, like, I didn't have it back then. So I tried to take my mind out of it. Now, I was able to, off of nostalgia and just memory alone, navigate to about 3 or 4 dungeons where I knew everything was. And I had a generalized feel. You know, I remember shit
you,
up here.
You made it until the game ramped up the difficulty.
Yeah. And then, I mean, obviously, it just was like, okay, now where do I go? So, I mean, that problem still exists. Now, I still enjoyed it. I had fun. I will say that it stacks off of the fun side of it. But if, I mean, like, it's close.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to have, like, you just do. Like, I'm 32 years old. There's no fucking way I can remember where all of that shit is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just not. Now, I think one of the things I thought was cool is we didn't talk about it, was the Sequelitis covered this in their Zelda trilogy where they talked about Ocarina of Time and Link to the Past. And it says that this is the first and last true Zelda game, as it's an open world exploration. You're an adventurer, as in contrary to A Link to the Past, where you have objective based adventuring, and everything after that is objective based. So this might be the truest and last Zelda game,
as everyone defines it,
as it's defined by everybody else. Man, I really am torn now on the stacking thing. So can I do an alternate timeline since you got one where I didn't stack it and then I get hate mail?
All my alternate timelines still say it sucks. So that's fine.
There's never a choice for you made it all. All no. So you don't stack it, huh?
No.
Then just
no, sorry, it
hard.
Does stack. I was just kidding. It does stack.
What?
No, he said did. It stacked earlier.
Oh, did you?
Unless, it's just not
unless
fun.
You've changed
no,
your
no.
mind.
I misspoke. I meant it's just not fun.
He makes some
care.
Good points, man. I mean, he's talking me out of it. Like, there's some, I mean, some really valid points in there.
Well, but no, it stacks for me for the same reasons you're going to not stack it.
Like I
yeah, just, yeah. He's saying he hated it that much when he was a kid too. He just hates it equally now.
Right.
Yeah.
So as an adult, we're all in agreement. The difference would be on as our childhood.
Well, let me ask you this then. I'll pose this question: have we become like that much of bitches that we have to have those guys?
See, I don't think it's really about that. I think if the game is designed well, then you can get by without it. The rest of the Zelda games pulled it off without a hitch.
But if
the game has got good design to it, then you can figure out the puzzles. You can figure out where you're supposed to go next. There's just
and there's a lot more.
There's
reward
too
with
much
way.
Freedom in the first game. You can go to just about the entire map from the very beginning of the game, with little to no direction on where you're supposed to go first or last.
I struggle with either I was that smart as a kid or I just had enough patience to figure it out.
No, you never finished it as a kid.
That's true, I didn't.
So, but you had fun playing it.
I did have fun playing it.
So it's not necessarily that.
And I had fun playing it too.
Oh, it's a tough one.
Which is why I despise it so much now.
Right.
Because I don't have fun playing this Zelda game now.
Can I abstain? Do I have to give an answer?
Yes, you have to answer. This is not a court of law. You
between
can't
plead between the two alternate timelines I've got set up, the one without the internet, the vitriol that I hold for the game without a guide cancels out the meh that I've got with a guide. So there are better Zelda games.
Oh, there absolutely are.
Yeah.
Now
it's important as a historical piece, but I don't stack it.
I'm going to disagree because I did enjoy it. I see all of your points.
Yeah,
I really, really, really do completely, and it just
It's okay.
He's giving empirical evidence.
No,
it's all right.
No, see, you're still agreeing with one of us.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I stacked it as well. Just for different reasons.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, but I mean, like, I totally like. I mean,
hesitant stackage.
It is. I'm very hesitant to stack. Like, I will say this: out of my Zelda games, this is up there in my least ofs.
It's definitely not my least favorite. My least favorite is Link 2.
Yeah, it's Link 2. And then I think some of the I don't want to say they're obscure,
Adventures of Link,
but
Zelda 2.
Some of the Game Boy games, I think were. I don't want to say like just rushed out, but I feel like when I play the non-console Link games, they're just kind of like,
oh man, dude, A Link Between Worlds is goddamn
amazing. You know what? That's a different era. Yeah. I'm thinking more up into the
that's new stuff.
The Game Boy Advanced, you know, right when they stopped making
now.
The
Minish Cap is supposed to be a fantastic fucking game.
Is it Four Swords? I think it was the Four Swords.
Four Swords is the one that chronologically falls after Minish Cap,
and that's
but
the one
I don't
where
know
you play
where
four
it
different
was
links.
Released. Yeah.
And that one was
and it was kind of it was supposed to be really fun, but it was kind of kitschy. Like it wasn't really like
it didn't feel
a Zelda
like a Zelda game.
Game.
Yeah. It felt more like Castle Crashers or Ninja Turtles Arcade. You know what I mean? Just like a slash them up, hack them up, and fight the boss type situation. But I mean, Legend of Zelda the original. I mean, props to it for what it did for gaming. But I just it's not the strongest of the series. I mean, but arguably it's the truest Zelda game. I just don't think it's the best game of that franchise.
Okay, so quit blue balling us. Stack or no stack?
It stacks.
All right, cool.
You know, just because it's
so
fun.
Two yeses and a no.
Yeah, but again, dude, like I'm hesitant, man.
But there's nuance there. It's fine.
Yeah, mean, I really like. I might go home. I mean, I'm home, but I might just go downstairs and like have Vicky cuddle me. I'm just like I don't. I'm confused.
I don't know what's real anymore.
I don't know what's real. There is no spoon. You know, like what the fuck, man. It's dude. I just like I don't want to stack it. Like, don't, you know, but I do because I had fun.
That's fine.
But I just,
there's nothing wrong with
it's
that.
It's okay.
It's not. The world, it's okay. It started off
some
with your timeline
just,
bullshit.
Some people just want to be willfully ignorant. You know, it's...
I'm not, no, like...
I get it. I'm just, it was a cheap shot. I was just fucking with you.
It's been a while, so yeah, it's fine. Anyway, social media, fucking play Zelda stuff.
Yeah, social media is how it stacks and geek.io.
That would be
and,
twitter.com and, slash how it stacks, at gmail.com, instagram.com/howitstacks, youtube.com/howitstacks.
Yeah, also we've got
facebook.com/howitstacks.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. No, we have a shit ton of content out right now. So we've got all of our Pensacon coverage is out. Well, the majority of it is out.
We have a couple little things left.
We've got a couple videos to get out still, some pictures, but I believe for the most part, the bulk of it's out. It's on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. Take a look at it. We're going to try and find a way to get more involved in it. I don't know how, but we'll talk about that because that's what we do sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Show suggestions.
Yeah, no, show suggestions. Let us know. Charlie, I promise. Crocodile Dundee's on the books. However, I cannot afford to
go out. We did Crocodile Dundee.
We haven't done Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, we did.
We've not done Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we've not done the Crocodile Hunter.
Crocodile Hunter.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, Charlie, I apologize. The Crocodile Hunter we have not done yet.
Oh, okay.
If it comes streaming, I'm sure that we will make it a priority to do so. But
that would be howitstacks.com/suggestion.
And the title for it, that wasn't a podcast.
This is a podcast. Yeah, that's a good one. I like it. He's right, though. We have done Crocodile Hunter.
Crikey,
that's a good, well placed. That's a well placed crikey right there.
So as long as we're plugging, go to Pawpaw's Medicine Cabinet and download some free songs.
Do it.
It's good stuff, man. I like it. I think I like it. I dig it.
Say one more time. I believe you.
I like it. I dig it. It's good stuff. My pop filter fell out, so now you guys get to hear all my popping
plosives.
Listen. Anyway,
we're officially just fucking off on the microphones.
It's been a while. All right, here, hold on.
It's
back in. No, all right. I'm JD. I've got shit out there. By Convergence, it's now out on Blu-ray and DVD. Up for streaming on iTunes.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I dug it, man. For my first project and for getting into the film industry and for the hard work that Drew and those guys put in. Yeah, I think it's a solid product, man. And it's a lot of good shit. And there's Holding Pattern still out there. Yeah, a lot of stuff out in the works right now. So check all that stuff out. Jared, he's got a back problem.
I'm going to start an Indiegogo.
Yeah, you should. Oh, dude, Kanye's asking for fucking money. So why not you?
Indiegogo. I need a GoFundMe. That's what
it is. Yeah, that guy's a douche. I'm probably going to meet him one day and he's going to listen to the show and be like, I'm not a douche. And I'm like, I kind
of. You would have to find this specific episode out of all of our episodes.
Do you like fish sticks?
I think he does like fish sticks. He might be a gay fish.
Too easy.
And you know what? Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't either.
Yeah. So we're done with the episode.
Yeah. Right? I mean, if I were to post a naked picture of myself on Instagram, like, it would be like a fucking uproar.
Wait, what?
Well, it was like his lady, whatever her name is, like, posted something on Instagram where she's like completely nude. I don't know. Anyway, I have problems. So let's wrap it up. I'm JD.
I'm Willis.
I'm Bulldog.
And this was an episode of How It Stacks. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
And you wonder how I get you singing for the end of the show.
Yeah. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, what other games?
I've played all of them.
Skyward Sword, Minish Cap.
I'm sorry.
The canon games.
Let's see. Let me see the time.
I stopped playing Ocarina of Time.
Minish Cap.
I've not played Skyward Sword. Where's the Minish Cap?
Minish Cap was handheld.
No.
Four Swords was also a handheld.
I played Four Swords.
Ocarina of Time. Let's play that. Majora's Mask. Link to the Past. Yeah. Wind Waker. Yeah. Phantom Hourglass.
No.
Twilight Princess.
I loved it. Never got finished.
Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages.
No.
Link's Awakening.
No.
Four Swords, Hyrule Adventure.
No.
Spirit Tracks.
Holy shit, no.
Legend of Zelda. That's the one I'm talking about. Adventure of Link.
No, wow.
These are the canon games.